There is a good sign that people are returning to the north because it shows that there is certain stability in the north. Although we can see that from time to time there are some pockets of insecurity, we can say that since over a year, security has improved. When we ask returnees what made them go back, all of them they give as security condition, improvement of security condition, as the main reason for them to go back to the north. There are still some people that are still displaced in the south, and most of them also indicate security as one of the reasons why they haven't gone back yet.
Those that are returning to the north, what kind of living conditions are they returning to?
The living condition in the north right now is difficult. We can say that the conditions are even worse than what they were before the people left the north, because many of the water points that existed before, due to problem of maintenance, given that there was no good connection between the northern part and the southern part, several of those water points are no longer functioning, and people are going back with condition of water point that is lower now than what it was before. People are also mentioning because they haven't been in the north, they were not in the north and they did not cultivate, so food remained one of the biggest challenges. So people who left the north, when they go back, the houses are in very, very bad condition after 2 years. So it's a lot of problems they face, but despite that, we can see from the assessment that people are going back.
Based on your displacement tracking matrix, it looks like the majority of people are going into Timbuktu, Gao, and Kidal. How are these regions handling the influx of people, and what are their needs?
We can say that it's challenging for the population because some of the people who remain behind are also in very, very difficult condition as well, because they almost lost everything, and some of the family members were directly victim of the crisis. It's a vulnerable situation receiving those people who have left, so the conditions still remain very, very difficult in most of the return villages.
Do you anticipate that more people will continue to be moving back to the north?
We know that generally after school year, people go back to last year. What we experienced is that after the school year, many families that were displaced in the south were started to go back. So we expect that at the end of the current school year, which will end in about 2 months, many more people will head back to the area of origin. Also, the cultivation season will be starting soon, and also this is another time people are looking for to go back.
What is the percentage of people that are internally displaced returning back to the north?
We have approximately 90% of displaced internal IDPs returning, and about 10% of refugee population that are returning. All in all, we really would appreciate if there is support from the donor community and all stakeholders to make sure that this return that has been seen now can continue to be encouraged.